Tim Fleming in the morning on AM 1300 KGLO.
This is your hometown news station, 1300 KGLO. Time to say hello to Dave Bernhardt from Mason City All Risk Insurance. So, Dave, good morning to you. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning, Tim. It was nice to see a little bit of rain.
Oh, boy. Wasn't it?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You going to bring us some more?
I think we'll get a little bit more, maybe a few more sprinkles today, but I think Saturday is the day we can expect some thunder shower happenings during the day and night, so that's going to be the best chance. And then next week we'll be up into the 70s, so then it's good stuff. Get a little water in the ground and watch it grow.
We'll write that on the calendar, Tim. We'll hold you to it.
Please do. Yes, please do. No, I know we needed it. The thing about the rain this week was it was just nice to see it rain and have it be warm enough. I didn't have to worry too much about even covering flowers and that kind of stuff.
Oh, isn't that for sure? Isn't that for sure?
Yeah.
Hey, the crew's been doing a good job here at the Mason City All Risk. We've been talking to a lot of people, mostly, you know, via phone, or they'll bring some documents to the door or whatever, and we've been handing them back and forth. We're still being very, very careful with this social distancing process, but still trying to get business done. You know, I guess I kind of consider our agents here, they're kind of on the front lines, I guess, so to speak. We have to do what we got to do to keep people, you know, informed and to keep the policies in effect and to gather that information. So, maybe a lot of big company people, they're working from home or whatever, but my crew has been very, very good. And the public, our customers, have been very, very good working with us also. We got a time coming up here when we need to get some information from the farmers on what they have planted and when they planted it to put on their crop insurance policy. And we're gradually working through that also. We got plenty of time to get it done. Just follow the rules, so to speak. Follow the procedures this year. We're very, very concerned about keeping everybody safe. So give a call. Let us know what you need, and we'll try to accommodate some way to get it done.
Well, I think, too, Dave, you got a pretty good shot of the farmers getting a lot of that work done. They got a lot better weather earlier this year to get some planting done. So they made some pretty good strides before this last rain.
Absolutely. There's been a lot of crop put in the ground. Many farmers have completed their planting, and now they just got the paperwork process to finish. But whether it's at the FSA office or whether it's with the crop insurance people, we got plenty of time. Just communicate, and we'll get you in and out as quickly as we can. If you can drop your documents off, that's fine. We have a drop box there in the front of the building. If you want to see somebody, give us a call, and we'll make sure that we figure out a way to get you in to talk to somebody directly. We just have to use some common sense and just take it one day at a time, Tim.
Yeah, Dave, I think you've handled that really, really well at your office. I can say that from somebody from the outside looking in, and it's, and I think there are a lot of businesses that try to do these kinds of things in these tough situations like this, and everybody works together with one another, and that's the only thing. We just got to try to get through it and then make everything work out just right.
Absolutely, and as I have done previous weeks, again, I want to thank everyone who's been working with us, a little patience, common sense, and keep the staff protected, and more importantly, keep the customers protected also.
And wash your hands.
Absolutely. Wash your hands. I mean, we can't just ignore these processes, going forward. This is going to be a way of life for quite a while.
Yeah, it is. I'm with you on that. And some of the stuff is kind of the simple stuff that your mom told you when you were a kid. And now you just have to really put it back into practice as often as you possibly can.
Well, like they tell me, wash your hands and don't pick your nose. Well, that's kind of the procedure that they've established for Dave, right?
Dave, somebody's going to come walking into the office and knock on the window and want they're going to want to share with you. Somebody's going to text you today. Wash your hands and don't pick your nose, Dave.
No problem. I'll be glad to hear from you.
Dave, if somebody wants to call and set up a time or visit with you or one of your staff about insurance needs, whether it's ag-related or any of the various levels, how do they get in touch with you at Mason City All Risk Insurance?
Well, we're using our local number there, 641-423-8785. If they want to go on the internet and Google Mason City All Risk or whatever, we've got some contact information on there also. But, take your time, let us know, and we will get it done between the two of us, the customers and the agents.
Perfect stuff. Dave, always great to talk to you. Have a fantastic week and a good weekend. Hopefully we can get a little more rain and then some sunshine after that for you.
Absolutely, Tim. We'll be seeing you on the radio.
Take care, Dave. Have a good one.
Take care, buddy.
You betcha. Dave Bernhardt with us from Mason City All Risk Insurance. If you have any insurance needs, make sure you get in touch with Dave and his staff at Mason City All Risk Insurance on South Monroe in Mason City.